Hello, welcome back to the Career Hellos podcast. I'm Hyun Soo Im, and today I'm joined by
Paul Perry.
How have you been, Paul?
I've been okay, yeah, not bad.
코리아헬로 팟캐스트에 돌아오신 걸 환영합니다. The weather has been a little
The weather has been so
tricky.
Much nicer.
Nicer?
To me, anyway.
It's cooler,
it's
definitely.
Cooler,
yeah.
That's why, yeah.
I'm enjoying the breeze. So today we have two stories that I picked. One is the government subsidies to help soften the blow from the coronavirus pandemic. And the second story that I chose is that a local store in Jincheon, where Afghan evacuees are staying at the moment, has enjoyed a sudden surge in popularity. So, 두 가지 기사를 준비해봤는데요. 일단 첫 번째로 재난지원금에 관련된 기사를 폴이 읽어주도록 하겠습니다.
South Korea to dole out relief funds to 88% of Koreans. South Korea plans to provide 250,000 won, or $214, for each individual in a disaster relief fund to help revive the sagging economy hit by the prolonged pandemic, officials said Monday. Subsidies worth a total of 11 trillion won are to be given to households in the bottom 80% income bracket. But as special standards apply to single-person households and dual-income households, about 88% of the total population will receive them. As for single-person households, they are eligible for the fund if their health insurance fee is less than 170,000 won. The government said that employees with annual incomes of 59 million won or less may be eligible for the application. Applications start on September the 6th, and people can use the money beginning a day later. If the funds are not used by December 31st, the balance will be returned to the state. Permanent foreign residents and marriage immigrants are eligible for the fund regardless of their resident registrations, as long as they meet the health insurance qualifications.
Yeah, so that was the first story for today. This is quite exciting news for a lot of people in this country. Let's look at the first paragraph. So a lot of people will be getting 250,000 won, which is about roughly $214 in a disaster relief fund. So what's disaster relief fund?
So yeah. I guess relief is like aid or support. So you know, often when a disaster happens overseas and you raise funds,
yeah,
it's for relief in those countries, aid relief in those countries.
Okay.
So this is support for people coping with the disaster. Mm. And I guess since this is a pandemic, this is basically all of us.
Okay. What else can we use other than disaster? Do you say unemployment relief? No. Do you?
No, we normally say unemployment benefits.
Benefits, yeah. So disaster relief, 재난지원금이라는 표현으로 기억하시면 될 것 같고요. The sagging economy, usually there are other things that sag, like, you know, your skin sags when you age. But what happens, what does it mean when the economy is sagging?
Yeah, so when things are sagging means to kind of sink down. Mm. So if you have kind of a saggy skin around your neck, then it's a sign of aging. So it's a sign that you know, energy has gone out of things.
Okay.
And so the sagging economy is an economy that's not doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sagging은 처지다라는 뜻인데요. 경제랑 같이 사용됐을 때는 경기 불황 일컫는 표현입니다. And then there was this word, which is often used in connection with the pandemic, prolonged.
Right, so yeah. Prolonged means, well, I guess you've got the word long in there. So it's something that is continuing for a long time.
Okay, so 계속 이어지는 이런 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. In the second paragraph, subsidies, similar to a disaster relief, government subsidies. What are subsidies?
So subsidies are funds usually given by the government to support certain people or industries.
Okay. 지원금이라는 뜻이고요. And there was this word, bracket, which is 한국어로는 가로라는 뜻이고요. 가로를 쳐서 그 안에 들어가는 글자 뭐 이런 식으로 사용이 되는데 when it's used with the word income bracket, that's different, right?
Yeah, so bracket is, it kind of has two
different
sort of
meanings.
So yeah. One is like the punctuation that you often see, and then the other is when things are split up into kind of groups.
Yeah.
And so in this, often you see the bottom 20% income bracket, and in Korean stories especially, the whole population is split into five income brackets. Mm-hmm. But here, they've kind of grouped all the bottom four, so everyone except for the top 20%, into one kind of big bracket. So the bottom 80% income bracket is everyone outside the top 20% of earners.
In this case?
Yeah.
Okay. 소득을 기준으로 나뉘는 그룹을 표현할 때 사용되는 표현이고요. What's dual income?
Dual income is in a family where you have two incomes, basically. It means two incomes. So a family that has two incomes, usually the mother and the father work. That's a dual income family.
Yeah.
So sometimes you hear dinkies.
Dinkies?
Yeah, so that means dual income, no kids yet.
Oh, okay.
So it's for those kind of young couples who they have two incomes and not that much living expenses, so they've got quite a lot of money to spend.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, so working parents are not dinkies then?
No, because they have children. Okay.
So, 푸디 말해주길, dinkies라는 표현이 있는데 결혼한 부부인데 자식이 아직 없는 상태, 둘 다 같이 일하고 있는 이런 상태를 표현하는 단어입니다. In the third paragraph, it starts with S for single person households, S for something. You know, when do we use S for?
Yeah, so this is something that you see often in, you know, translations of Korean expressions.
Yeah.
So it means in the case of.
In the case of.
Yeah. In the example of Korean household, single person households.
Okay. So S for in the case of 랑 같은 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. And then they are eligible for the fund if their health insurance fee is less than 170,000 won. Eligible, 해당이 된다는 뜻으로 사용이 됩니다. Eligible. And then there was this word of fee, the health insurance fee, admission fee, entrance fee. Fee is the money you pay to do
something. To do or get something, yeah.
Biyong이라는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. In the last paragraph, there was this word permanent. Permanent foreign residents, aka F5 visa holders, will also be able to claim this benefit. What's the word permanent mean?
So the opposite of permanent is temporary.
Yeah.
So permanent means that something doesn't stop. It's a continuing and status.
Okay.
That will last forever.
Okay, so this doesn't, I'm guessing based on this wording, this doesn't apply to, let's say, English teachers who are here just for a year or two.
Right, so permanent means that you have the, if you're a permanent resident, you can stay in Korea for your whole life.
Mm.
Whereas English teachers are usually on a visa that has an expiry date.
Right, right, okay. And then there was this phrase, regardless of. Regardless of는 그 다음에 오는 문장에 상관없이라는 뜻으로 사용되고요. Regardless of their resident registrations. 이 경우에는 resident registration하고 상관없이 혜택을 받을 수 있다는 뜻으로 사용이 됩니다. And then meet is normally 만나다라는 뜻인데 when you meet the standards, qualifications, 그 기준을 맞추다, 그 기준을 만족시키다라는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. Paul will read this story once again.
South Korea to dole out relief funds to 88% of Koreans. South Korea plans to provide 250,000 won, or $214, for each individual in a disaster relief fund to help revive the sagging economy hit by the prolonged pandemic, officials said Monday. Subsidies worth a total of 11 trillion won are to be given to households in the bottom 80% income bracket. But as special standards apply to single-person households and dual-income households, about 88% of the total population will receive them. As for single-person households, they are eligible for the fund if their health insurance fee is less than 170,000 won. The government said that employees with annual incomes of 59 million won or less may be eligible for the application. Applications start on September the 6th, and people can use the money beginning a day later. If the funds are not used by December 31st, the balance will be returned to the state. Permanent foreign residents and marriage immigrants are eligible for the fund regardless of their resident registrations, as long as they meet the health insurance qualifications.
So we have the second story here, which is that which is what I wrote. That a Jinchen store, which is the county that agreed to accept African evacuees, there's a store has enjoyed a sudden surge in popularity. Paul will read this story for us.
Online orders flood in for Jinchen store after county accepts Afghan evacuees. A Jinchen-based online store has temporarily suspended taking new orders after a drastic surge in orders following the county's decision to accept Afghan evacuees. In a statement released on the website Sunday, Jay Seymour said its order volume had jumped more than 20-fold since Friday, compared with other weekends. Its increased popularity comes after hundreds of evacuees from Afghanistan were admitted to the leadership campus of the National Human Resources Develop Institute in the county in North Chungcheong province, where they will stay for about 2 months. South Korea's attitude towards refugees, however, remains lukewarm. In a survey conducted by Hanguk Research last year at the request of the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, 53% of respondents said they were against the country taking in refugees, while 33% were in favour.
Thank you. So this was a heartwarming story, in also a very rare occasion in this country. So let's have a look at the story. In the first paragraph, there was this word, based, a Jinchen-based online store. Usually when something is somewhere based, it means it's there. Located there, yeah. And then it temporarily suspended taking new orders. What does it mean, suspend?
So suspended means that it has stopped.
Stopped.
But temporarily stopped.
Oh, so without the word temporarily, suspend alone has that meaning.
Yeah, so temporarily here is kind of just emphasizing that it's right. Not permanent.
Okay.
Yeah.
And following, which I like to use, this is something you can replace with after. And following someone's decision means 누구 누구의 결정 이후에라는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. In the second paragraph, the JC Mole said its order volume has jumped. Yeah, what's the word volume mean when it comes to like these things?
Okay, so I guess you normally hear volume first when you're talking about sound and how loud something is.
Mm-hmm.
But volume also means how big something is in three dimensions, really.
Right.
So an order volume is how many orders they're getting.
Okay. And then there was this word jump, which is a very basic word, but when it's used with figures, what does that mean?
So when you're talking about using it with numbers, it means that it's the numbers have risen quite suddenly and quite far. So it's a very significant and sudden increase.
Okay, and then this word you often is used with, you know, words like twofold, 20-fold. 20-fold 같은 경우에는 20배로 뛰었다라는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. And then in the third paragraph, there was this word, that evacuees from Afghanistan were admitted to this campus. Admit also has like two main different meanings.
Right, so yeah, if you've done something wrong, then you
admit to it.
Recognize that you've done it.
But also here, when you're admitted to a place, like a hospital, that it means that you were
allowed in. So
allowed
you
in.
Also see it on, you know, tickets to cinemas or theme parks, you know, it says admit one.
Right. So admissions, And then there was this word, so in that place in Jinchen County, evacuees will be staying there for about 2 months. So it's not exactly 2 months, but it's somewhere around 2 months. That's what it means, right, when you say about.
Yeah, so it's like an estimate.
Okay. In the fourth paragraph, there was this word, attitude toward refugees. You can move towards something, but when you have an attitude towards something,
It means more like about in this
about.
Case. So what the South Koreans' attitude regarding refugees.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And then remains lukewarm. So remains 는 이렇게 이렇게 남다 지금 계속 이어지다라는 뜻으로 사용이 되고요. So it sounds like a continuation, right? Remains.
Yeah, it means things haven't. Yeah. Yeah, it means things haven't changed from the past. So before things were not particularly warm towards refugees, and they still are not very warm.
Right. And lukewarm.
Yeah. So lukewarm means not warm and not cold. So if you imagine, it's often used with water. That's like a very neutral temperature. So it means that South Koreans have a kind of indifferent attitude. They are not very hostile, but not very welcoming either.
Right. But it does sound more negative than positive.
Exactly.
Right.
They're not very welcoming.
Right, yeah. Right. So when you are a comedian and you get a lukewarm reaction, it doesn't sound good.
It usually means no one claps.
Okay.
That's a bit of when no one laughs.
That's worse than like average.
Yeah.
So that's what it means. It does have a bit of a negative connotation to it. And then, so the survey found that 53% were against it and only 33% were in favor. So when you're in favor of something.
If you're in favor of something, then you support it. Mm. And obviously it's the opposite of being against something.
Yeah, in favor of, against something. So 그렇게 뭐 설문조사 같은 경우에 잘 사용이 되고요. So probably read this story once again.
Online orders flood in for Jincheon store after county accepts Afghan evacuees. A Jincheon-based online store has temporarily suspended taking new orders after a drastic surge in orders following the county's decision to accept Afghan evacuees. In a statement released on the website Sunday, J.C. Mall said its order volume had jumped more than 20-fold since Friday, compared with other weekends. Its increased popularity comes after hundreds of evacuees from Afghanistan were admitted to the leadership campus of the National Human Resources Development Institute in the county in North Chungcheong province, where they will stay for about 2 months. South Korea's attitude towards refugees, however, remains lukewarm. In a survey conducted by Hanguk Research last year at the request of the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, 53% of respondents said they were against the country taking in refugees, while 33% were in favour.
So yeah, it's been quite an exciting week for news. I hope you guys enjoyed these two stories. Paul, any last comment?
No, I feel like I cut you off on the weather because...
I was about to complain, but then as soon as you said it, it kind of changed my mind because it has been quite good. Because I was thinking of today's weather. Today's weather hasn't been that great.
It's been, yeah, my feet are still a bit bad from lunchtime.
But overall, it's been good in Seoul at least. Because I know that there are other areas in the country where they had a lot of pouring down. Anyways, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening. See you next time.
Bye-bye.